through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
More in a Tim.
And I am that man.
Oh, it's like spooky. The sort of bad guy scene in a musical. You kind of come in a top hat and a
twiddly moustache
or something. Yeah.
I'm here to sell you some bullshit.
Excellent.
Town that doesn't need musical instruments, if we've got any musical theatre fans in the crowd. Anyway. I got two big juicy items for you. One's international,
excellent.
One's local. What
love
would you
it.
Like first?
Let's
local.
Go.
Oh,
ooh.
Sorry.
Yeah, local. I was going to say international,
okay.
But let's
well,
go local.
I'm leaning towards local.
Okay. Let's go
so
local.
I'm glad that at least there was some enthusiasm for the local. Okay, so before I get into this, I need to make two personal disclosures. Number one, I have been involved in the New Zealand Drug Foundation's ad campaign on totally volunteer basis. To try and increase awareness of what is in the law for the upcoming cannabis referendum.
Got ya.
And also, I have been volunteering a little bit for Chloe Swarbrick's campaign.
So those are your disclosures
These are my disclosures.
That's no Tim's one's, cards on the table.
No one's paying me for anything. Just like BFM. No one's paying me for anything I do. I just care about shit, so I do it. An interesting thing has happened. The government has accused an international organisation of interfering in our upcoming referendum on the Cannabis Legislation and Control Bill. This involves Family First, everyone's favourite right-wing conservative lobby group led by Bob McCroskey. Now, if you haven't heard of Family First, they've been around for donkeys, led by some really boring old white men railing against such important battles as they tried to get Outrageous Fortune off the air, or at least defunded because it has swear words in it.
Oh, no.
Their anti-abortion. For some reason, they're totally anti-mindfulness in schools. They're like steadfastly against mindfulness being trialled in New Zealand public schools.
It's a bizarre thing to take a hard
stance on. I tell you what, their website is a wild ride. It truly is. So Family First have launched a campaign called Say Nope to Dope, which I would describe as incredibly disingenuous.
Right.
For example, the logo for the campaign itself is a gummy bear, which is explicitly illegal in the bill that is being put before the New Zealand public. They've got a very slick-looking website for the Say Nope to Dope campaign, way slicker than the Family First one, which piqued my interest.
I see.
There was a whole lot of Americans on there, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And then there was also a whole lot of messaging that is parroted from an American organization called SAM. Which is, what does it stand for? It's like serious, I really should know this, serious something, serious action against marijuana, something like that. I'll get that.
It's kind of
what the A is.
A bit of a sort of strange name for an organization. Oh, yeah. SAM.
Well, they're trying to give themselves, I think, a very innocuous name, so you don't know what it's about. But they're an American organization, a not-for-profit that's funded by at least one millionaire art collector, who we don't know who it is.
Wonderful arts in their collection.
Exactly. But they are dipping their toes into New Zealand.
Okay.
And it looks like they have co-funded or somehow co-designed this campaign with Family First for Say Nope to Dope. And it's just kind of BS because they're bringing all this American messaging and it really seems like they're ignoring what is specifically in the New Zealand proposed law.
Right.
I didn't realise the gummy bears were illegal in the proposed law.
Explicitly.
So that's an interesting piece of information. And I've just seen the angry gummy bear on the website and it's quite scary.
What gummy bear is ever angry, first off? Their logo is an angry gummy bear smoking a dope. It's so childish.
It sounds like quite a good t-shirt,
leaf
though.
On it.
It is so freaking childish. So there's been a bit of concern on both sides of the political aisle at SAM, this American organisation kind of reaching their tentacles into a New Zealand
issue.
Yeah,
what's the legality of that? Is that even allowed?
I'm not sure on the legality. I mean, Family First are doing it, so presumably they did their homework, but who's to say? But Nationals MP Shane Reti said, "I'm not enthusiastic for foreign interests to be interfering in domestic policy." And then on the other side of the aisle, Greens MP Chloe Swarbrick said, "When it comes to international interference and the importing of scaremongering and rhetoric, I think all of us should be concerned." And personally, This media commentator agrees with the both of them. I don't like Americans sticking their beak in our issues, and especially because we, the bill that is being put to the New Zealand public to vote on in the upcoming general election with the referendum has been designed to a New Zealand context.
Totally.
With a lot of information from the American experience, how it's gone right and wrong.
Right.
And it has informed a very different law that we are proposing in New Zealand.
Totally.
Another thing that people often don't know is that the bill in New Zealand specifically outlaws advertising of all kinds. So
I didn't know that. See, that is...
That doesn't usually come straight off the bat, does it?
The stuff that, like, you see about alcohol sponsorship and sport, that kind of thing, it's, like, totally outlawed. It would all... if the campaign is successful, if the referendum is successful and it becomes law in New Zealand, they have to have plain packaging.
Yeah.
They're not even allowed to put marijuana products in, like, fancy packaging.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That is really interesting. I think this also kind of points to the fact that we still don't know very much about this conversation as a country.
Which sucks. I really invite anyone who, is, no matter where you are on the spectrum or thinking about it, to go to onourterms.org.nz, which... is part of the campaign that I'm a part of, but it outlines what is actually in the proposed bill for New Zealand.
So it's useful, even if you don't support it necessarily, it's still useful to go and read.
Yeah, it's got the information about what's actually in the proposed legislation, so which is always kind of a useful thing to do, unlike Family First, which is
a
scaremongering horse.
Also known for their quite bizarre billboards. I hate driving past their billboards when you go in south, and you just think, didn't need to see that on my... My ride.
Do they have a weird cow that's like an anti-abortion sign? That's just flashed up in my mind. Someone will text
historically,
in. Someone will know what dots I'm connecting in my foggy brain.
I'm just thinking of all the awful ones when you're driving out to the Coromandel that make me cross on the motorway. But anyway.
I don't want you cross on the motorway, right?
No, terrible way to drive.
The international item for today. Last week I came in and said that there was a boycott being formed by a few outdoor brands with a big... Mm-hmm. Brands that people might know of, like Patagonia, REI, and North Face, that were boycotting Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, because of their lack of action against racism and bigotry on the platform and discrimination. Oh, okay. Sarah's just brought in. What is this? Don't do this in the middle of my bit. I have to read stuff while I'm trying to read
this.
Do you want to jump on?
It's a Family First billboard, and the one you were thinking of was during an election year. And it's a big billboard with a cow and a fetus on it, and it says, Green Party logic, aborting cows, inhumane and cruel, aborting humans, compassionate healthcare.
It's a pretty long string to...
Also,
I don't get it.
And also, their graphics are crap. Just putting that out there. Hire a better graphic designer, Family First. Jeez, man. Back to Patagonia and international companies boycotting Facebook.
Yeah, so this campaign is called Stop Hate for Profit, and it's calling on all companies and consumers to pull their advertising from Facebook and its platforms for the month of July until they get their shit together.
Aye.
And it has had some huge... Because you asked me last week, you're like, is this going to really do anything? And I was like, no, it's not, because these brands are quite small. But
however,
in the last week, Coca-Cola has joined. Unilever has joined, which is like a multi-billion dollar company that owns 400 different brands that sell like healthcare products and cleaning products and stuff. Starbucks has joined this campaign. Microsoft has joined this campaign. Microsoft by themselves spent $115 million on Facebook advertising last year, US.
Wow.
This is big money. Facebook's share price fell 8.3% on Friday, which is a total value of $56 billion US dollars.
Yikes.
Probably in response to this, I would say. And so the Stop Hate for Profit campaign is asking companies to pull their advertising for the month, and what they're asking Facebook to do is establish a permanent civil rights infrastructure that would be staffed by civil rights experts that would operate at the highest levels of the company, so they can look at design changes that the company is proposing and make sure it's not going to have unintended consequences. They want independent third-party audits of identity-based hate and misinformation. At the moment, Facebook's got a transparency report, but they do it themselves.
Yeah, so which seems not hugely transparent, to be honest.
Exactly. And I found this one interesting. They want Facebook to refund advertisers who they find have ads placed next to content that then get violations of terms of service.
Really?
So
that's
think
interesting.
They're trying to hit them in the wallet, which okay. is what these companies listen to.
Yeah.
This is how the changes happen.
Money talks.
Yeah. They've also got some demands around political advertising. They want to remove the political exemption for fact-checking. So at the moment, Facebook requires advertising to not be lies.
Fair.
Except if it's political advertising.
Now, how does that check out? That makes no sense.
I kind of get it. Mm. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I kind of get it because
so what's the logic?
Facebook do not want to make themselves the arbiters of truth
Got
in the
you.
Political sphere, which is a place where, like, you know, the truth can be a little bit arguable, and for a company to sort of install themselves as the judge of what is definitively true and not in a political context can be quite tricky.
So that makes sense, but still, I guess doing nothing doesn't make sense.
Exactly. It's a bit of a dereliction of duty.
This has gained some momentum, obviously, because all these
Hugely.
Companies have joined the movement, but Facebook did start banning some stuff today, which they don't always do they?
What Facebook have a long history of doing is waiting until everyone gets massively upset and then doing about 1% of what is demanded of them and then putting out tons of press releases about the 1% action
right.
that they took.
Yeah.
So I think this is probably a continuation of that.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see what happens over July.
It sure will. Everyone go investigate the cannabis legalization and control bill, please.
Go be informed.
Go get the facts.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Bye.
We will see you next Monday.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.